Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Braun will not participate in the debate this evening, which you can hear at WIBC, WIBC.com. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. He has been called back to D.C. for a vote. Now, it is possible, as the Indiana Debate Commission explains, that he could return in time to participate. The votes begin, though, at 1 p.m. The debate begins at 7 p.m. You got to think he won't be there. And you got to think, if you're one of the five other Republicans, this is good. This is what you wanted. I assume you'd be happier this way. And I assume this because he's the front runner. Name ID, money, right? I assume he's the front runner, and I assume out of sight, out of mind. That if he is not there, it's possible that someone could forget that he's running. And you say to me, someone's going to forget that the man is running? I'll tell you, if you're watching a debate, you will forget about who isn't there and pay attention to who is there. The only time that doesn't work is Trump. The only time it doesn't work is Trump. So it is certainly possible that people will watch this and be like, okay, well, this person's interesting. Ooh, I like what that person said. And someone has a chance to rise up. This has been my argument. And maybe you disagree. I would love to know how you see it. Tony at TonyKatz.com, on X, at Tony Katz. Let me know. I have not seen in the gubernatorial field anybody rise up as a consensus, anybody rise up as an alternative to Braun. And this is not me endorsing Braun. This is just a recognition of where people are at. I haven't seen anything that shows me that there's a real push away from him. There almost seems to be like a reluctant acceptance. All right, this is the way it's going to be. All right, it's better than the Democrats. Like, there's that. That's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like. That's what it feels like. Certainly, I've spoken with fellow radio hosts in Fort Wayne and South Bend. They see it the same way. I guess everything's possible. And I think that a debate where Braun isn't there gives that opportunity, gives that possibility a little more credence. So, no Braun tonight, unless, of course, magically he's able to show from this vote, as if the vote's going to go on time. We will have it at WIBC and WIBC.com. So, tune in. And we will have the full breakdown tomorrow on Tony Katz in the Morning News, starting at 6 a.m. That's right. I'll watch it so you don't have to, although you should. You should watch it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
President, I mean, he has no family with him, no, you know, friends. He's just got his legal team. I understand he talked about this. He was upset about the lack of proximity of supporters outside the courthouse.
Yeah, so it has been striking that there's no family, because I know that there was some discussion at some point in the last couple of weeks about who would be with him in court. And last week, which was just jury selection, there weren't that many people. Today there was a phalanx of lawyers from his other cases and from the Trump org who showed up in court, but I think it's because they were next door dealing with this New York Attorney General appeal. He is by himself, and when he feels boosted is by his supporters. And so he has been hoping for something of a circus around his trial. But the reality, Anderson, is that only 2 to 3 dozen supporters max over the last week have shown up. And
this is news on CNN. The president's unhappy. Donald Trump is unhappy because he's not getting enough love. That's not news. That is every day of the man's life. But there's Anderson Cooper and Maggie Haberman who want to somehow tell us that this is important. Do you have any idea what kind of children you are? I'm talking to you, Anderson. Maggie Haberman doesn't. You should. This isn't news. This isn't intellectual. Why are you asking the question like somehow you're trying to find the secrets of the universe? You want to find the secret of the universe? How is CNN still on the air when the ratings are such trash? How does a network that claims to be about news actually hire Jim Acosta? All the times you had Michael Avenatti on, didn't you ever say to yourself, my God, what kind of whoring out have we done here? Speaking of, why is Tubin back on your air? Oh, no? No. No questions like that? Okay, good. Good. You have a good day. You and Maggie Haberman discussing that Trump doesn't have the requisite family around him, and therefore it's proof he has the sads. Maybe you should be discussing the fact that there's no actual case here. And that the whole thing is an affront to decency, never mind the criminal justice system. That would be better. Did I say hello, Tony Katz, 93 WIBC? Good morning. I forget sometimes. There was a story about teachers and guns. It was over at bearingarms.com. Tennessee teacher says her profession can't be trusted with guns. Thought that was odd, because certainly we should be clear that one teacher doesn't represent all teachers. The teacher, it was an op-ed out of Tennessee written by a student teacher. And it, the headline is, "Teachers like me are trained to educate kids. Arming us will make everyone less safe." That's a statement. And it's a statement of what happens when you believe that you are the center of the universe. Not the center of your universe, but the center of the universe. Elitism, as we know, this horrific disease, has people believing that if they believe it, others must believe it too. It is the line attributed to Pauline Kael, socialite out of New York after the election of Richard Nixon, who said, Nixon? Richard Nixon? I don't know anybody who voted for Nixon. It's a great telling story, although it is most probable that Pauline Kael never actually said the words. But it's a great illustration of what happens when you believe that your world is the world. When you believe that your world is the world, there's no way for you to understand what is real. Because what could be real outside of something you thought? You have an emotion, you act upon the emotion, it must be right. Because you thought it, because you felt it. My lifelong passion, writes this teacher, the student teacher, has led me straight to Nashville, Tennessee, where I now major in elementary education at Vanderbilt. $70,000 a year to major in elementary education? That seems to me to be a very bad return on investment. There are plenty of places where you can get a degree in elementary education and be a teacher, and good on you, that won't cost you $70,000 plus a year. That seems an outrageous, outrageous investment for the return, and that's a bad business deal, a super bad business deal. Part of my studies requires me to complete countless hours of elementary education curricula, including tutoring, practicum, and student teaching, all to ensure I'm well-trained for the many challenges of my job. Yes, that's right. That's the countless hours. We all have had countless hours to do. You have any idea how many countless hours I've spent on radio getting better at this? Oh, you didn't listen to me the first couple years. For those who did, they could testify. It was not great. And for those who were in the room with me, it was downright painful. You get better because you practice. Managing a classroom is taxing. It takes an incredible amount of focus and dedication for not only students, but also teachers to get through a single lesson. I guess the struggle is very real. The teacher continues, and these difficulties are all without deadly weapons in the mix. Our attention should be on students, not firearms. Guns are already the leading cause of death for my generation and my students' generation, and this would only increase the risk for me and my students. That is nonsense. Guns are the leading cause of death? That is to not understand data and to believe ideology as opposed to reality. Secondly, they are not your students. They will never be yours. You are a teacher. They are the students. Stop taking some level of possession. It must be taught somehow that you take possession. Maybe you should stop. But most importantly, what proof do you have that the risk increases for you and the students? Now, based on this article, I agree you should not have a weapon. It doesn't mean that another teacher doesn't have control of their functions and their emotions, doesn't have control of their faculties. Another teacher might be able to handle this just fine, which is why there should be no financial incentive to it. The training should be given by the municipality. That much I believe to be true. And it should be worked out between the local school and the local police, working out their own best practices. There should be no payment for doing such a thing, because I believe it creates a perverse incentive. You say, hey, teachers who carry a firearm, you get extra pay. Some teachers will do it and not interested in actually carrying the firearm. You don't want that. You don't want that at all. But this student teacher believes that they feel it, so it must be true. And that's not the way any of this works. And that is a teacher who I would tell you shouldn't be around students. I would not want my child being taught by somebody like that.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Dow futures up 50. NASDAQ futures are up 33. And where was it? Was Apple. Where is that story? I just had it. Apple sales of iPhones are down 19% in China. Because I love the headline. As demand for Huawei smartphones soar. Is that what it is? Is it demand for Huawei's great technology? Or is it China engaged in manipulation? Well, some will say, if you actually take a look at how the phone operates in China, the 5G mobile connectivity in the Huawei phone is better. It's simply better. I would like for Apple to utilize this as a moment of recognition and realize that production should take place anywhere but China. Look, Vietnam's a communist nation. I'm not a fan. It could take place there. India is way too connected to Russia. I'm not a fan. It could take place there. Any place but China. They're no longer going to even buy your product. You're still going to make things there? What's the matter? You can't find small hands somewhere else? Of course you can. Of course you can. And so you should. Just I thought it was a very, very interesting story. the Chinese are desperate for levels of domination and nobody should give it to them. And certainly not as we talk about the Internet of Things and 5G and the protocols. Certainly not when it comes to smartphones. If you have a Huawei phone, you're out of your mind. And yes, I do believe it should be law that no Chinese products, electronics products are allowed. We should be far more aggressive, and we should have been over the years, of moving production out. Well, that means we're going to pay more for some basic things. Yes, that's just the way it is. How else does one have a safe society? How else is it supposed to work? Trusting the Communist Chinese Party? No, thank you. No, thank you, indeed. General Motors making moves today because they say they have beaten Wall Street expectations for the first quarter, both top line and bottom line. Truck sales is what makes this happen. And now they're looking to kind of upgrade their guidance, say, hey, things are going to be all right. I find the truck sales fascinating. And this is a great story about electric vehicles. Was it electric trucks that moved General Motors? Or was it the Chevy Silverado? They were at 12 to 14 billion. Now they're 12.5 to 14.5 billion. A half billion here, a half billion there. Eventually, it's real money. GM shares are now up. Was it electric vehicles that did the trick? You don't believe that true, and I don't believe that true. It's combustion engines. It's big trucks. GM specifically noted that sales of its highly profitable pickups remain strong, while production of its all-electric vehicles continue to ramp up following bottlenecks in production, particularly with battery modules. Yeah, you keep scaling those EVs, but you keep relying on the trucks to get the job done. Because it's the trucks that get the job done. This is so easy to understand. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Traffic on the fives. Matt Bear, what's going on?
Looking at westbound 70 on the east side. Stop and go traffic from Shadeland Avenue into the north of Split and southbound 65 slows from 38th Kessler to 21st. East side northbound 465 slow before Penn Pike up and around to Allisonville Road at inbound 69. Stop and go traffic from 106th Street down to 82nd. It's a crash on the south side. It's not slowing us down much. It's eastbound 465 at Emerson Avenue and SUV is front first into a ditch right now. I'm going to take a minute to fish it out, and police are on scene. Traffic sponsored by B Window for a limited time. With B Window, get 50% off all products in 20 months, no interest or payments. Plus, qualifying completed projects earn a $500 gift card at Sullivan Hardware and Garden. Details at bwindow.com. I'm Matt Bear with traffic on the fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
We've got 50 degrees in the American Standard Cooling Weather Center. The time is 8:46.
It was an early morning yesterday.
I'm watching video of an alligator in Florida in the middle of the road. And there's like seven or eight cops that are trying to figure out how to get this alligator out of the road. And then some guy just shows up and like kind of tackles the alligator and, you know, is on top of it and then closes the mouth and they tape it. And next thing you know, there's a crowd of like 40 people around watching this crazy guy kind of tackle an alligator. And the cops are all like, this is nuts. I get that we in central Indiana don't have alligators. I get that it is a way of life for people in Florida. But, like, only in Florida could it become, like, this level of sideshow attraction where traffic stops, everybody stops, nobody even gets angry. They're like, gotta watch this. There never comes a moment where the people of Florida say, oh, yeah, I've already seen that. Yeah, a guy catches the alligator. Yeah, I've seen that. Everyone's like, check this out. Because you know there's always a moment There's always a possibility. One little slip, that guy's going to lose an arm. And you're going to be there, right? You could have the story of, yeah, this guy, he caught an alligator. It was crazy. Or it could be, this guy tried to catch an alligator. Next thing you know, bam, lost his freaking arm. I couldn't believe it. Kids were screaming. Women fainted. Men, too. It was nuts, I tell you. Just crazy. Tell me that's not exactly what they're hoping. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Good to be here. Find everything I do over at TonyKatz.com. On Tony Katz Today, we'll follow some more of the maddening and just pathetic protests. And they're not protests. These are people who desire to burn it all down. And what do they want to burn down? The country. Our country. The students today are not all fools. But the students on these campuses are not worth hiring. You hire from Columbia, best of luck to you. You hire from Harvard, best of luck to you. You're out of your mind. Out of your mind. If we were serious in the state of Indiana, we would be turning to Purdue and Ball State and IU and Marion and Notre Dame and all the rest and saying, so what are you guys teaching that's of real value to the state? I mean, if you're getting any state money, maybe we're going to ask this question. Even if you're not getting state money, we still want to get this question answered. And then ask the question to high schools and ask the question to Park Tutor. This is what you teach? Because if this is what you teach, you should go open up shop in Illinois. It's time for the state to start making serious demands. And the demand is not for a universal thought. The demand is for allowing all thoughts without violent action like you see at NYU and at Columbia, now University of Michigan, Northwestern, Yale, and yes, students are being attacked for being Jewish. These people aren't good, kind, or decent. They are the most bigoted lowlifes out there, and they're ignorant. Tell me more. If you want to attract business to Indiana, General Assembly, you should start making the statement that our students are people who allow for a wide range of thoughts and ideas, and they don't try and kill people they disagree with. That would make me want to open up shop here in Indiana. You see, you can give me all the engineers that you got, but if the engineers also believe that the Jews should die, or that black people are inferior, or that women this, or gay people that, or white people the other, well, then they're not worth a damn. We should be a state that makes a statement. We don't agree on everything, but we agree that we should be allowed to disagree. That's a real simple thought, I think. And it would be valuable, because they don't believe that in New York. And as people have noted, in New York, where they have this very large Jewish population, look at all the bigotry. Look at all the bigotry. Yeah, we know. We know. New York, with all its leftism, that's where the men punch women in the face and we're told it's not a problem. New York, with all its wokeness, this is where you see the biggest amounts of anti-Semitism. You see the misogyny and the attacking women. You see the Jew hate. Why is that? This isn't about Jews and this isn't about women. This is about progressivism and the lack of willingness in prosecuting those who engage in the acts that destroy the fabric of society. Picture that everybody in New York is Ryan Mears. Picture that everybody is the prosecutor in Marion County. Totally unwilling to do the job at all times. Sometimes does the job, but sometimes doesn't do the job, giving carte blanche to the madness of lawbreaking. And if, by the way, Prosecutor Mears doesn't like what I have to say, he can call in. But the problem is his, not mine. How dare you be upset that I notice the lack of willingness in prosecutions? That's on you, not me. I'll discuss it with you. Sure. But be clear that New York culture, New York society allows what is happening. Be clear that that culture and that society is not Jewish. It is leftist. Now, if you want to argue, there are a lot of leftist Jews. Oh, trust me, I'm not happy about it either. It's just a fact. It's a problem. I've been fighting this problem for years. And I'm hoping now that people get smarter, but I have absolutely no proof that they will. But I also have no proof that Christians are going to stop with sending their kids to these places either. I mean, who do you think is hanging out with all these students anyway? Oh, now it's getting heavy. I'll break it down more at noon on Tony Katz Today. Right?